Good evening. On the eve of this year's Christmas, and just a few days before the end of this year, you may be wanting to forget all about 2020. But for the next few minutes, I'm going to invite you to call to mind our one gift that has been yours throughout this year. And the gift I am thinking of is people in your life, maybe there's only one of them, of whom you could say, that's the person who has always been there for me, or I know they always have my back, or I know that whatever I do, whatever I say, they always want the very best for me. I've taken too many funerals this last year, and these sort of expressions have been the ways grieving people, you may have been one of them, have described so often the loved one they've lost. They're always there for me. And their lives, I believe, and even if you cannot think of a single person who would fulfill that for you, the good news of Christmas and the gift of Christmas is that lives on earth like that are a reflection of the one born at Christmas, the title prophesied for him by Isaiah, that short reading we heard. It was about 700 years before Jesus was born, is Emmanuel, the God with us, the God who is there for you. The God who loved the world so much because you and I were so valuable that he came among us. And not only that, at the end of his life, died on a cross for us. That is the statement, God's statement of our worth. And this sort of talk, these sort of feelings could be seen as a script. And I do have mine. I'm a vicar. This is Midnight Communion. It's Christmas Eve. We're in church. But it's not a crafted sermon or a theological theory for myself, maybe for you. It's been the experience of 2020 and other years too. In fact, any year, any day of your life, God is Emmanuel, whether we know it, whether we recognize it or not, he is still God with us. If you had an adjective for your 2020, what would it be? Heartbreaking is one that could apply to many, maybe you. A adjective, a description of this year for me has been this possibly unlikely word, precarious, a word that means at any moment it could go wrong because we've never been here before. If you want an example of precariousness, just tune in 10:30 tomorrow. It's on Zoom. What could go wrong? It's precarious. And I wonder if this is true for you. In the moments when I feel most precarious, that is when I am most receptive and in need of the gift of God, who is Emmanuel, who is with you, who is for you. Maybe that is why that adjective is taken from a Latin word, precari, which means to pray. When we are feeling how precarious life is, it's maybe the most natural thing in the world to turn to one who can help us. And that is when we find, so often, I find, that He is the one who is with us and for us. God came as joy into the world because the King has come. But as a king, he enters its grime and its grit, its muck and its mess in a very precarious form, a fragile form. This is how God appears. And the fact is, I believe it is a fact. Because I read it in God's words, I experience it in my life, is that the God who comes as the one born to a teenage mother who's unmarried, who's homeless, who's soon to be part of a refugee family, on the run from a king who is on a killing spree, that's part of the Christmas story, he's the one who comes into the real world. We might give a sanitized version of Christmas. It's on Christmas cards. It's put into beautiful carols. But the fact is, of an unmarried teenage mother in the first century who is putting her baby in a cradle, and his shelter was a stable. That's a nice line that scans and rhymes. The reality was very harsh. The reality was not safe. He came into an unfriendly world. He comes into your world. He comes into mine. He's the one who says, "Come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He's the one who says, "Come to me, and blessed are you when you do, when you are poor in spirit." Have you ever been poor in spirit in 2020? A year when things that I thought I was competent in, or I thought I knew where I was going, have been stripped away, and I find that God is there, revealing himself in Jesus. One competency I realize I don't have is talking to a camera. What a lovely thing to talk to real faces. Well, half faces anyway. It makes such a change. And the problem with talking to a camera for me is that in front of a camera, I'm kind of an actor. I'm very grateful for them and the team that work them here, but I just can't get away from feeling like it's not really me talking to them. An amazing thing about Jesus is that I'm not talking to a camera and I don't need to act in his presence, and neither do you. In fact, Jesus makes it very clear that we don't. That we don't put on a religious show, attired in my best jacket and my carefully crafted script. It might be a good thing that I put some time into this or into our prayers, but the fact is that Emmanuel, who is Jesus, shows us who he is, the heart of God longing that the heart of you connects with him. The heart of me connects with him. That we come as we are. I finish with this, that this year, since March, I've discovered a new app that I'm using 3 times a week. It's a language learning one. You connect with people whose language you want to learn, and they want to learn your language. In my case, French. 3 French conversations with 3 guys in France a week. It's a bit of a struggle, but it always begins in the same way. They ask this question, "Ça va?" And after about week one, I'd got it that the answer is "Très bien, merci." But after that, I thought, well, let's try something different. Let's answer the question like I really am. You know, how are you really? Assez stressé, c'est une semaine plein de défis. And tell them what it's really like. And an amazing thing happens, but not only in French. I don't know if this is your experience, that when you tell it with someone like it really is, And that's probably because there's someone in your normal life who's there for you, who's got your back, who you trust, who you're going to miss if they weren't there. That's the sort of person who you really value and you connect with. Prayer to God can often start when we're precarious, but it grows when we are truly honest. God, in all his honesty, comes to earth, exposing himself as a little baby in the flesh, saying, "Here I am," and dying on a cross, equally exposing the heart of God, inviting all for whom the answer to the question is, "Ça va?" The answer is, "Pas très bien." I come to you heavy laden. I come to you poor in spirit. I come to you, Lord Jesus, precarious, in a precarious world. And Jesus promises, like treasure buried in a field, his presence, his healing, his life in all its fullness, life with him, because he is Emmanuel. He is God with us. As the band come forward behind me, we just rest for a few moments, recalling the little child born in the little town for us. Born in a manger, dying on a cross, and risen again, still at work, still Emmanuel, in 2020 and every year.